This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and if you are thinking I sound different, I do, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I am a wee bit under the weather. I have been talking nonstop for what feels like weeks. So that is number one. Number two is I am recording from a hotel room in beautiful Costa Rica. So I don't have my normal setup. So audio might sound a little bit different in terms of quality. I might sound a little bit different just in my voice. And you are right on both counts. But that doesn't stop us. No, it doesn't. In fact, I've been hoarse for most of the day. And I said to a couple of people that I had to go back up to my room and record a podcast and do some work. And they were like, are you going to record sounding like that? I'm like, yep, absolutely. You know it. Show must go on. And I'm excited for today's episode. Because I've been talking to a lot of people who lack belief in themselves, who lack belief, fundamental belief in their ability to create change. And that is what we are going to talk about today, that feeling of being frustrated, right? And of believing that something is possible theoretically, but doubting that it is possible for you. Let's just get on the same page about context here, if that's okay. You know Dyson, like the vacuum cleaner? Yeah, we're totally talking about vacuum cleaners. Well, Sir James Dyson is the man responsible for the vacuum cleaner empire that led him to a net worth of $4.5 billion. $4.5 billion with a B, dollars. But here's the thing. Would you like to know how many failed prototypes he went through? It's not like 20, 30, 100, 500. No, try 5,126 failed prototypes over the course of not a year or two, not even 10 years, 15 years. Let me ask you this. How many of you would keep trying after 5,126 failed attempts? Because I know for myself, it's tough after three. It's hard as heck after 10 failed attempts, 5,126. I talk to people every day who are frustrated with their first one, or their 30th, or their 102nd. But after 5,126 failed attempts over 15 years, he created an empire worth almost $5 billion. Do you think it was worth it to him? Was it worth it to him to keep going after 400 tries, after 1,000 failed attempts, after 2,500 failed attempts? He went over 5,000 failed attempts over 15 years. But he's not the only one, right? And a lot of us have heard these stories. Walt Disney. Walt Disney was told by one of his newspaper editors when he was a writer that he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Walt Disney was told that he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. How many of us are holding on to something that somebody said once, or something we said to ourselves once about how we can't do it, how we're not motivated enough, how we're not consistent enough, how we're too all or nothing? No, you're not. Those are just words. Get this. This one blew my mind. Do you know how many paintings Vincent van Gogh sold in his entire lifetime? You know, Van Gogh, world-renowned artist. Van Gogh sold one painting in his entire lifetime. And it was towards the end of his lifetime. He sold one painting. But how many paintings did he make? Crazy, right? Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss's books were rejected. The first book he ever published was rejected by 27 different publishers. He didn't throw it away. He didn't scrap it. He didn't say this isn't good enough. 27 times rejected, but you know what? The 28th time, he got the deal. He went on to sell more than 600 million copies of his books. J.K. Rowling, the author, Harry Potter and that whole series. She was an unemployed single mom. On top of that, she was battling depression. Unemployed, in need of money, battling depression, rejected by 12 publishing companies, but then went on to generate over $500 million in book sales and become the world's first billionaire writer. Have you ever heard that writers don't make money? She was the first billionaire writer. But before that, she was unemployed, she was depressed, and she was taking rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection. Why aren't you chasing your dream? Why are you letting the setbacks and the frustrations and the times it didn't work get you down? Why? It's a choice. There are so many. I mean, these are just a few of the stories, but we could tell the same stories about Ray Kroc. We could tell of McDonald's. We could tell the same stories about the KFC guy, Colonel Sanders. We could tell the same stories about just about everyone who's created any modicum of success in their lives. I see this in my own life. You know, I started Primal Potential with nothing. It was a blog, and it was a blog that I read and my mom read, and that's it, because I have the numbers on who was going to the website at first, right? And you can see where those people are in the world. You can see their geography. It was a little town in New Hampshire, and it was a little town in North Carolina. That was my mom and me. And I haven't achieved anywhere near my own potential or the level of success of the examples that we've given in terms of impact, and certainly not in terms of income. But still, I have setbacks every day. I receive criticism and negativity every single day. But these people remind me that those are forks in the road. What are we going to do? Are we going to sit there and say, see, I couldn't do it. See, I'm not consistent. See, I'm not good enough. Or are we going to say this is part of the journey to success? This is part of the journey to achievement. When we want to change something in our lives, when we want to achieve something in our lives, whether that is to get out of debt, to save money, to start a business, to lose weight, to have a better relationship, anything at all, we don't struggle because we don't think it's possible. We don't think that it's theoretically in the realm of possibility. We struggle because we don't believe it's possible for us. It's not that you don't think I could do it. It's that you don't think you can do it. And why? Because we're predicting our future based on our past. We're limiting our future to the confines of the way things have been. So we stop. Or we throttle back, or we just spin in this realm of doubt and negativity and fear. This came up very recently because I sent out a survey to everybody who's on the wait list for the winter 12 weeks to transformation. And I asked one question, well, actually two, because I asked them for their email address. But one of the questions I asked was, what would have to happen for this to be a hell yes for you? What would you have to know, or what would you have to get out of the 12 weeks to transformation for it to be a hell yes? And very many of the answers were along the lines of, I would have to stay motivated. I would have to know that I could finally stay motivated because I've never done that before. Or I would have to know that I could stick with it because I've never stuck with it before. It would have to instill confidence in me because the lack of confidence is what is holding me back in my life. It's not that you don't think it's possible to invest in yourself and create massive change. It's that you doubt that it's possible for you. It's not that you doubt in general that it's possible to get involved and stay involved, to engage and stay engaged, to stay the course. It's that you doubt that it's possible for you. And the only reason that you doubt it's possible for you is because you are projecting your future based on your past. And you are limiting what you will do next based on what you did last. And I want to challenge you to change that, because none of us, not one of us, are limited to the way things have been. No matter how long they've been that way, it is not a real limitation. And here's the other thing I would say about that. If you don't change something, then it's going to remain the same. If you keep doing what you're doing now, you probably won't become someone who can create motivation on demand or who can stick with something when things get tough. Do not let the way things have been limit what they can be for you. And I would say, if you are in that place where you feel truly limited by the way things have been, you need to do something more than anybody else. You need to step in and say, I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to be a catalyst for change. I'm going to learn the skills that are required for me to show up continuously and consistently the way I want to show up. As far as specifically the 12 weeks to transformation go, I was thinking about this on the flight to Costa Rica. What problem does it solve? What problem does this 12 weeks to transformation solve, right? It gets people out of their own way. What does it deliver? It gives you the tools to make meaningful change in your life. So what I say is, if you feel like you do not have the tools to get motivated and stay motivated, if you do not have the tools to make your potential more real and more meaningful than your past, then you need to learn those tools. You don't need to have somebody wave a magic wand and all of a sudden you're changed. You need those tools in your toolbox. That's exactly what it's for. It is giving the tools to the people who historically have not been able to stay motivated or to stay engaged or to exceed their own expectations and get out of their own way. Right? These are skills we can develop when we have the right tools. And I know I sound pathetic right now. I don't feel as bad as I sound, I promise. But it is a skill to maintain motivation, to create motivation, right? To maintain it when you have it, to create it when you don't. But we need those tools. What are you doing to get those tools? It's fine if it's not the 12 weeks to transformation. That's fine. I am 100% okay with that, because, you know, my philosophy is, people will say, oh, you try to sell people on your programs, on your podcast. Well, I know they work, right? And I believe in what I do. And at the same time, I'm not going to twist anybody's arm to do it for one fundamental reason. It's not fun to work with people who don't want to work with me. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not fun at all. I want people who are ready to run. I want people who say, you know what? I do believe it's possible in theory to get past these historical patterns. I do believe that it's possible in theory to generate motivation on demand, but I don't have those tools, and I'm interested in building them with you, in practicing them in a format that it has accountability and structure. There are tons of places to get those tools, right? Just get them if you need them. Do not sit on the sidelines hoping that one day you're going to wake up motivated and stay motivated. Don't sit on the sidelines of your life because you've had a series of setbacks. It's a choice, right? All of these fears that people shared with me when I sent out this survey, I don't want to let myself down. I tend to get in my own way. I start out really strong, but then I fade fast. Guys, those are reasons to invest in yourself to build those tools, not reasons not to, right? If you recognize there is a need for building motivation in your life, if you recognize that you need those skill sets that are lacking, if you lack confidence, if you lack consistency, invest in developing those skills and working with somebody, anybody, to help you do that. It's 100% fine if it's not me. I'm not for everybody, and not everybody's for me. But there is a wild life available to you. There is potential that exceeds your imagination available to you. But we've got to take seriously our own responsibility to develop those skills. For some of you, you relate to me and that makes sense and I'd love to work with you. You know the scoop. You go to primalpotential.com/transform, get on the wait list. Registration opens up in just a few days for our winter session. But if it's not me, that's 10,000% okay. Just have it be somebody. Don't sit on the sidelines. All of these names that you know, Dyson, with over 5,000 failed prototypes over 15 years before he finally got it right and made almost $5 billion. Or Disney, who was told that he had no imagination and no good ideas. Van Gogh, who sold only one painting in his whole lifetime. Or Dr. Seuss or J.K. Rowling, who were rejected over and over and over and over again before epic success and breaking all kinds of records. They're not anomalies. It's not about their skill set. There are tons of people as talented, if not more talented, but we don't know their names because they quit. We don't know their names because they didn't believe in themselves. We don't know their names because they stayed behind the barrier of past experiences. And I don't want that for myself. I sure as heck don't want that for you. Here's to creating the solutions we need. Here's to not limiting our lives to the experiences of our past. I'd love to take this journey with you. I would. It's one of the greatest pleasures of my life to work with people and see every day the breakthroughs that they create as they develop these tools and they enhance them as skills of their own that they can use in every area of their lives, and they're becoming better parents and they're becoming more financially stable. And they're stepping into new ideas that they've had but didn't trust they could bring into fruition. And I'd love to be on that journey with you if that's right for you. But I want you to be on that journey, period, whether it's with me or not. So let's do that. Let's get off the sidelines. Let go of the fear. I posted something on Instagram the other day of, it was a little cartoon. I think it was in my stories, not on my feed. But it was this cartoon guy climbing up a mountain, and at the top of the mountain was a flag that said goal. But on the back of the little man at the bottom of the mountain was a boulder that said self-doubt. And there was a little thought bubble that said, I bet this would be easier if we set this down. And your journey will be easier if you set down that boulder you're carrying of all your past experiences and your fears and your doubts. Believing that it's possible in general, but not believing it's possible for you, it is. It absolutely is. And if you are one of those people with those fears, with those doubts, you need to invest in the tools and the skills the most. I care about every one of you. And I want every one of you to experience the success and the fulfillment and the achievement and the impact that is available to you in your life. So let's go get it. Make today amazing.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.